From Washington, this is VOA News. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman reporting. U.S. President Barack Obama has proposed new regulations that would require U.S. companies to disclose more information about their owners. The administration announced the regulations in response to the leak of the Panama Papers, millions of documents detailing international tax evasion through secret offshore accounts. Speaking Friday, the president called on Congress to do its part in stopping tax evasion by the wealthiest few.
I've been talking about this for a while. Only Congress can fully close the loopholes that wealthy individuals and powerful corporations all too often take advantage of, often at the expense of middle-class families. If they're getting out of paying their fair share of taxes, that means that the rest of us have to shoulder that burden.
The proposals would require companies to disclose their owners to the Internal Revenue Service and allow law enforcement agencies to access that information. The administration also wants the U.S. Senate to ratify 8 tax treaties that have languished there. The U.S. has emerged as a top tax haven for tax evaders, rivaling Switzerland and the Cayman Islands. The president also spoke on U.S. jobs growth Friday. Even though Friday's report from the Labor Department was weaker than most economists had predicted, the president was optimistic about the numbers.
In April 2016, our economy added 160,000 new jobs. That makes April the 74th consecutive month of private sector job growth in America.
Job gains occurred in business services, healthcare, and financial activities. Employment declined in mining, which includes the oil sector, which has been battered by plunging commodity prices. Data show the number of unemployed people has changed little at 7.9 million. This is VOA News. Baghdad went on complete lockdown Friday, fearing a repeat of last week's turmoil when protesters stormed into the fortified International Zone, or IZ, and broke into parliament, forcing lawmakers to flee for their lives. The government set up concrete barriers around the city, and foreign embassies inside the IZ had visibly increased security. Routes were severed from the planned demonstration site of Tahrir Square in the east to the IZ in the west. Razor wire, concrete barriers, and police blocked some Baghdad streets. By late afternoon, however, the feared demonstrations had not materialized. The Kenyan government says it plans to close the country's 2 main refugee camps, a move that would impact some 400,000 Somalian and South Sudanese refugees. The government said in a statement Friday that due to national security interests, it has decided the hosting of refugees has to come to an end. The 2-page statement stopped short of saying refugees will be expelled. However, it said the government has disbanded its Department of Refugee Affairs as a first step and is working on a mechanism to close the camps within the shortest time possible. Vote counting is underway in London, where Britain's capital could be getting its first Muslim mayor, as Sadiq Khan, a 45-year-old former government minister and son of Pakistani immigrants, appears headed for victory. Khan represents England's Labour Party, and British Muslims see his reaching the status of frontrunner as a sign of their growing political clout. In a field of 12 candidates, Khan was in a tight and often bitter race against the other frontrunner, Conservative Zach Goldsmith, who is Jewish and the son of a billionaire tycoon. The race was overshadowed by allegations that Khan sympathized with Sulaiman Ghani, an imam whose British leaders, including Prime Minister David Cameron, have described as an Islamic extremist. Japanese Prime Minister Shinzo Abe was in Russia Friday, hoping to ease strained relations between Tokyo and Moscow before President Vladimir Putin heads to China for a bilateral summit next month. At the top of the agenda was a long-running dispute over the group of islands Russia calls the Kuriles and Japan calls the Northern Territories. During World War II, Soviet troops seized 4 islands. Japan has demanded the return of the islands, but Russia has offered to give back only 2. Russia announced plans in March to station coastal missile systems on the disputed islands, sparking a rebuke from Japan. Both Moscow and Tokyo were quick to dismiss any suggestion that this meeting Friday would end the long-standing territorial dispute. For more, visit us on the web at voanews.com. I'm Phoebe Zimmerman in Washington.
That's the latest world news from VOA.